Davis program right now. Anna P. Murray, she's an award-winning tech CEO. Big question, what can men do to support their women counterparts in tech? And this has been an interesting issue that's come up over the years. Are women and young women diving into what they call the STEM, the science, tech, engineering, and mathematics field? And why aren't they staying there in numbers? Anna, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. What have you seen in your background in tech and in your life coming up with this? And the landscape as it is today for women and young women in the STEM fields, what's it look like to you?
Well, you know, I had great male mentors coming up, and I think one of the things that people don't realize, being a woman in, you know, quote, a man's world, is that, you know, sometimes men are better mentors than women. Women can have as many prejudices and ingrained ideas about other women as we perceive maybe men can. So, you know, and unfortunately, things kind of have gotten worse rather than gotten better. You know, latest statistics say fewer women are signed up in computer programming programs than worse was the case maybe 20 years ago.
You know, I saw that the other day, and also there was a figure that came out. Not only are there a few of them signed up, but, Anna, correct me if I'm wrong, I also saw a figure that said that fewer of them actually stay in the field long term. Did I see that correctly?
Yeah, retention is, you know, retention is one of the biggest challenges we face in attracting women into technology careers because, you know, it's perceived, although I think this is a family issue, it's not a woman issue, but
yeah.
Still women take the brunt of child care and house care roles. So I think women generally need more flexibility in their schedule, and then there's also, you know, can be hostile work environments. You know, just look at Silicon Valley. So in that case, you know, if a woman has other choices, and I've made these choices in my life, it's like, why do I need to put up with this when I can do that thing over there and it'd be easier?
What do you say to the experts who've come out over the past two or three decades when this has really been looked at from several angles? There are some experts who come out and say, well, you know what? There are just certain fields that for whatever the reason, is it forensically etched in people's minds? Is it, as you say, the role of men and women that certain men will gravitate to that women won't, and certain women that will gravitate to that men won't? You know, comparing, let's say, a STEM career versus being a social worker or a psychologist or something like that. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, actually, you can get mad or you can laugh. Some people might want to remember that a generation ago, bank teller was a male job. And
wow.
We thought, well, women can't be bank tellers. And now we don't hardly have bank tellers anymore, but
yeah.
It became an all-female job. Also, you know, if you scroll back to the 1960s,
yeah.
The first people in computer programming were women.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah.
Because the perception was, well, this is, you know, kind of like the printer, you know, or kind of like typing or the mimeograph machine. Oh, teachers know how to do the mimeograph machine.
And we also just had the woman, the movie Hidden Figures, which showed the role of, you know, those four or five black women, the physicists and computer experts who helped the moon landing come to fruition.
Yeah, so it's a lot about social perception of what is women's work and what is men's work. And attracting women into careers where, you know, you look at a big line of people that don't look like you, that's a tough sell. You know, there's some kids, the great kids, will say, this is what I want to do, I don't care. That's a real passion.
Yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of college students don't have that passion or are finding it. That's a journey for them. So when you look at a wall full of people who don't look like you, maybe you're not going to try that.
The guest is Anna P. Murray, the award-winning tech CEO. It's a Forbes article we're focusing on about supporting women. What can men do in that field as far as STEM, what we traditionally now refer to as STEM and tech. Do you think women at a young age Anna, are they getting the exposure to this, maybe in grade school, junior high, high school, or are we dropping the ball on that?
I think it's better. I mean, I have to say, I think in, you know, when I see friends of mine with kids now in middle school and high school, I do think it's better. I see more girl gamers. I see more girl programmers. Mm-hmm. So I think we're doing better at that level. I think that when young women come out, you know, school can be a very optimistic place, a very idealistic place. If you go to a good school or a decent school with good teachers, most teachers try hard.
Yeah.
And then when you get into the real world, which is multi-generational, you know, by definition, and you have people who weren't exposed to, you know, the fact that girls can program as well as boys can, mm-hmm. that's when you have this issue of, well, maybe this career isn't for me. But there's a lot of organizations, including the schools. Girl Scouts USA has programs in our area, Girl Scouts Greater New York, Girl Scouts in Nassau County, that literally have programming badges for girls.
Yeah, I did hear that. So you, as a Girl Scout, you can actually get a merit badge for doing that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They have great STEM programs that ask girls to subscribe to a summer course and learn how to literally sit at a command line prompt and learn how to manage servers.
Hmm. So is the fire being lit among under young girls for this or not enough, do you think?
I will say it's better. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's enough, but that's a societal issue,
yeah.
Really. You have to change. You have to draw people in. There was another study that was done which was interesting, you know, which is that now, again, I don't think any of this is hardwired. It's
yeah.
all socialization.
Yeah.
But, you know, boys, they get fired up by, you know, I'm going to fix the Wi-Fi triple jammer thing. And that's
okay,
what
yeah.
fires up a boy.
Uh-huh.
Whereas, a girl might be more fired up. And we can solve vaccinations in the developing world.
Okay.
Oh, you can? How? Well, with data science, with big data. Oh, now I'm interested in big data. So the way that women and men look at problems differently and get excited about solving problems, that's a factor in attracting people toward careers. In colleges, they found that calling something different, using nomenclature in the course catalog, that was more like the example I gave with, you know, solving hunger in the developing world.
That's interesting.
That will attract more females.
So, in other words, just by changing the name of the course, you say, shows appreciable differences.
Yes, that's right. Because we look at the world differently. Again, probably not hardwired, probably socialization, but it doesn't help to ask why. We've got it. You know, this is a situation we're faced with. How do we do better?
If you and I talk about this 10 years from now, where are we going to be on this?
Well, you know, I have to say the last 10 years haven't been that hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
I see movement. I think in 10 years we will be back to a more hopeful situation that maybe was the case when I entered college in the mid-80s, and then we took, you know, a turn somewhere.
Yeah.
I think in 10 years, I think people are really working hard on this issue, on technology and women. And the people I see out there working on it, they're doing a great job. So 10 years, I think will be better.
Anna, if people want to read more of your writings and get some background on you, website, blog, what do you have?
Yep. I've got a website. It's tmg-emedia.com. You can find all my contact information and blog information right there.
Anna P. Murray, award-winning tech CEO, talking about STEM and whether or not women and girls are being attracted to it. Anna, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye. Yep. Anna P. Murray there.